Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are going to go right into an amazing encounter that took place on your border, the border of America, the southern border between Texas and Mexico. And you'll see a video, a little short little video, of what it's like going over the border. And you see a Federal Express truck in front of this particular man that has a camera. And I guess they cross the border quite often. And we're seeing so many people violate the laws, our immigration laws right now. And we've talked about it. And our, you know, we've actually financially and prayerfully given to make sure that the church has resources to be able to give food and shelter and soccer balls and teddy bears and all that to these children that are being used for, it seems like, some sort of political thing. But in addition to that, the law's being broken. And so what the border patrols are the ones who actually are on the border. And so they see who's coming over the border and they talk to their fellow officers who's coming over the border. And we're going to hear from the horse's mouth, from the Border Patrol officer, who says very specifically when he's asked, he asked a driver coming over the line, coming into America, are you an American citizen? And watch what the Border Patrol officer says back to this driver. It's about 1 minute. Take a look. Listen.
Here I am at U.S. Border Patrol.
Me?
U.S. citizen.
Yeah, but does it really matter?
Not anymore, unfortunately. Thank you.
You too.
Not anymore, unfortunately.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
You know, that our you know, some of the reports are that we've been hearing that the Border Patrol cannot communicate with us and tell us what's really going on. One of the union representatives for the Border Patrol has spoken to Sean Hannity, I believe it was, on Fox News, spoken to the governor, Governor Rick Perry of Texas. But that's unusual for a Border Patrol officer to be able to just, you know, let us know what's going on.
Yeah.
Even though they're patrolling our borders and it's we the people government. And,
right.
I mean, if anything, I mean, think of it sort of like this. You have a police officer in your community and he's arresting burglars. People are breaking into your properties or something. And so you ask the officer, you know, is there any crime in the neighborhood? And he says, well, the sheriff has sworn me to secrecy, so I can't tell you whether somebody's breaking in or not. And so you go, I think we need a new sheriff, police chief, whoever's
someone
leading this,
but the
law enforcement executive. Think about it. It's like, they're supposed to be, it's a government by the people and for the people.
Right.
And that it is your representative government and the law enforcement, the land of laws that we are, that they're there to be able to report to us about how things are going. When the ship is leaking and water is pouring in the side of the ship, you don't need people playing violins like they did on the Titanic.
Right.
You need people telling you, the ship is leaking.
That's right.
And that's their job. Their job is to say, you know, are we taking in more water than we can handle? Is America the ship, the USS America, is she going to stay afloat? Or have we taken in too many? Is the sea of humanity, is it flooding over our border at such a point that America will not be able to stay afloat?
Wow.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
And to hear this truth, when on the border, the Border Patrol officer, when the truck driver asked him the question, the Border Patrol officer asked the truck driver the question, are you an American citizen? And the truck driver says, you know, does it really matter? And he goes, what do you say? He says,
nope.
Not anymore.
Really. Not anymore.
And it does really matter. But the narrative that's been given and that's going across the land, and now that our officers on the borders, They're really thinking. That's their job. Their job is not to be able just to be a
toll booth.
Come a toll in. Booth, you know, to be able to just whatever. I mean, that used to be the strictest borders. I mean, they would search your car, sniff your car, you know, walk Listen. Around, look at your eye gate, you know, how you were looking at folks, and check your trunks.
I remember we went from New York to Canada, and the whole family had to get out.
Right.
I'm like, look, it's a Daniel Boone thing I got in Canada. Right. Really, it's not a real animal. I mean,
right.
Those days are over.
Yeah. They are over. It's like, sure, come everybody, come. And so that was pretty interesting. So we're kind of got a glimpse at our borders, what's taking place. Please pray for our Border Patrol officers. Understand, if they have different leadership, they'll do differently. But they're stuck with whatever, whoever their leader is in the context of this. And so we're just going to believe they're going to kick back in again and begin to protect our borders. Mm-hmm. And we want people to come to America the right way so that we can grow as a country. Mm-hmm. We're definitely a land of immigrants. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.